Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to IWDM Radio. The program you are about to hear is a community service program on IWDM Radio. Please note, this content is not designed to provide specific personal, medical, legal, professional, or financial counsel or advice, and no liability shall extend to the hosts, guests, or agents with IWDM or Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is not endorsed, sponsored, or certified by any third-party agency. Thank you for listening.
This is Rashid Salam, your host and engineer for tonight's show of the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. I'm going to take this opportunity to thank you for showing up tonight, tuning in to the broadcast. And those of you who are on internet, we want to welcome you, even though you can hear us, but we can't hear you. So if you want to participate in our Learning Lab tonight, we ask that you call 714-816-4673, that's 714-816-4673. And for those of you who are on the internet, since you can't call in, you can text me We have a special number for you if you have a question or you need an answer to a particular problem or something resonates with you tonight. You can text me at 650-669-0458. Also, for those who are on the line who don't want to push one, you can also use the same phone number to ask your question. Once again, 650-669-0458. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, benefactor, the most merciful redeemer, we give praise and thanks to God, the cherisher, the sustainer of all systems of knowledge. And we once again welcome you to the Science of Health and You. And my name is Rashid Shalom, and we have for our guest speaker again tonight, Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta. Ask you to push one on your phone, Brother Abdul, so I can make sure I get you in the queue and not lose you in the mix of all the other phone numbers who are tied in tonight. we have something special tonight, as always, because when we come to our learning lab, there's always something that you're going to learn tonight. There's always going to be an education. So we look at this as going to school, and we want you to get your pen and your paper, because we are going to say something to you tonight that you probably haven't heard before. It may trigger a thought process in your mind, and we ask that you write that down. Ask that question that you want to ask, because we are going to provide you with solutions. We're going to talk about some problems, but at the same time, we're going to provide you with those things that you need to solve your issue, solve your problems. And as we always say here, there's no such thing as a problem. We just don't have the answer. So our show is dedicated, designed to make sure that you can focus in on your natural being and the functionality that it takes to be a human, for your human body to achieve optimal health. This is so important, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to take a few minutes and open up and share with you the thoughts that I always have, a little monologue that I always give pertaining to things that are taking place in society today. And what came to my mind earlier today as I was traveling was the word war. We're in a battle for our lives. And we have to ask ourselves this question: if we're in a battle, are we equipped for the fight? Are we equipped to participate in this war that's taking place? Because right now, it's a battle for your mind and a battle for your children's mind. And we as adults always say this, you know, we want to make our children's lives better. Our children are our future. At the same time, what type of program have you put in place? What type of structure have you put in place to ensure that your children are not in this war? You know, we talk about finances in our second hour, and quite frankly, we want to talk about that dollar and what it means, but that dollar represents your soldiers that you have in your life, and your knowledge in this particular part of the program represents your ability to function and achieve maximum results, that you don't lose your life physically, mentally, and spiritually. So I want you to get your pad and a pencil. Make a phone call to some friends. Do a three-way and have them tune in to the science. I want you to hear this word of health and the science of finances, financial empowerment. So I want you to really get serious about your lives tonight, because our lives are truly in jeopardy. The world that we live in today, you know, people are falling dead like flies, suffering from things that 30, 40, 50 years ago, we wouldn't even suffer about from, shall we? Let me say that. So we have to think in terms of why. Ask yourself, why are we so ill? Diabetes, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, liver diseases, cancer, you know, pancreatic cancer, all of our body parts make this body function. It's dysfunctional today. So we're not here to try to scare you. We just try to provide you with information that's detriment, that could be helpful in this detrimental state that we find ourselves in right now. And it's just one of those types of things. We always use the word scary. I'm not afraid of anything, but I'm afraid of not knowing. I'm afraid that I walk around every single day with this magnificent body that our source creator gave us. I don't know how it works. I don't know why I'm getting sick. I don't know a lot about this beautiful mechanism that we have in our lives, and we don't understand the functionality of it. So we want to talk about little maintenance. We want to talk about the war that we find ourselves in. We want to look at our economic situation. We want to look at our political situation. We really want to look at our educational state of being in this particular country, then our social context of who we are, what we are. What is our purpose for being here? So tonight, I want you just relax. I'm going to hang up the phone because what you missed today may save your life. We're in a war. Absolute flat out in a war for our lives. And so my focus is my children, my grandchildren, and what can I do to ensure that our children are prepared for the battle that they are going to be in. There's no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We're going to be, are they going to participate in this particular war educationally? Going to participate in this war economically, politically, socially? This context that we're talking about today, we have to just stop and say, what's wrong? And I say this, nothing's wrong. What happened to us? Well, this is what we call Black History Month, and we're going to change that term for you. For those of you who have never heard us during February, we call it Americans of African Descent, the Renaissance for Black History Month. The word black is not a word that we ever want to use in our lives because of black. You know, that's who we are. We have to get away from this divisionary type of concept and thinking, the white man, the black man, stop it. Change this language. Let's change the language. We have a language problem here. We've been subjected to the language problem. And we already know that this misinformation, this disinformation, this inability to process information has called a defamation in our thinking process. We just have to accept that. If we all can come to this one conclusion tonight and don't feel bad about it, we're not well mentally, physically, just not well. And the answer or the question should be, what happened to us? What can we do to solve these particular problems? Can this show tonight provide you with some resources, some tools that will make your life better? Who are you? What's your purpose? When's the last time you did a self-assessment on you? That's what we call the science of health and you learning lab. It's a science of this beautiful mechanism that we walk around with 24/7 every day, and we don't even know how it works. So that's the challenge tonight. But you can take the time out, have an open mind. You just give yourself up. Give it up because we don't know. And those of you who are well and you think you're well, we ask that you push one on your phone right now and tell us what you're doing so we all can benefit by it. If you think you're healthy, if you really think you have this together, you can share with the audience tonight from East to West Coast who are looking for answers tonight. And that's what we try to do, provide you with some answers about yourself, how your body functions, and things of that nature. So we look forward to you having this opportunity to take or participate in our program tonight. What does economics have to do with health? What does health have to do with economics? That's why we changed our format here the first of the year to give you a double dose of what's required to sustain ourselves in this country called America. Matter of fact, what is this America? Do we know anything about this place that we live in? Do we know the world that we live in? Do you know this world is full of booby traps, as my friend Abdul Shaheed always talk about? We came here for a particular reason. What is your reason for being here? What have your being here made a difference in the lives of this world that we live in? Can you contribute anything to your family life? Can you contribute anything to social life? That you have made an impact on someone's life, including your children, including yourself, including the gross national product of this country, because we are here. We may as well allow, participate in this particular world to make sure we get the best uses of the world that we live in today. It's a very scary situation. It's a dangerous situation when you don't know how to function. You don't know how to prepare for this war. You don't know whether to get behind a rock. You don't know whether to have a plan of action, a strategy to sustain your life for a period of time. And we're talking about health. Without good health, you can't even think properly. So we're going to talk about a little of that today, how this body works. And Abdul Shaheed texted me earlier today, we're going to talk about cells, shut your brain cells, and all these great things. Yeah. What is a cell? Your body consists of 200 cell types. Did you know that? Now you got an answer to something you didn't know already. Your body also consists of 75 to 100 trillion cells, and they all are integrated, interrelated, and interconnected for a reason. If one of those cells are off, it causes a problem in your whole life. So we're going to tie that into good health. We're going to tie that into the brain and how it works. We're going to tie all this into economics. We're going to tie it into all those particular things that we just don't know about, because there is no school on this planet. There's no doctor you're going to go to that's going to give you what you're going to get tonight. So if you're concerned, or if you're sincere about who you are, what you are, and want to know what your purpose is, to make sure your purpose is carried out, you're on the right program tonight, because that's what we're going to talk about, you. So relax a little bit, and I want you to start writing down those particular questions that you want to ask. We don't need any commentary tonight. Matter of fact, we don't need any commentary any night, but we do want to hear from you. But we want to hear from you about what's being said tonight, because this is about you. Do not push one on your phone and take us off this point tonight, because we want to make sure everybody gets what they want. We don't want, don't take anybody any place other than what we're talking about tonight, because the points are going to be made that are going to be relevant to your ability to reason, perceive, and function. So I'm not trying to be rude or anything like that. I'm not trying to say I don't want to hear what you have to say. I do want you to ask questions about what we're talking about. If you already know what we're going to talk about, then you don't have anything to really say. So if you really want to know something about what's happening to you, what's happening to your brothers and your sisters, your uncles and your aunts, your mothers and your fathers, your friends, your relatives, your neighbor, and more importantly, your children. Do you hear what I have to say? That's our role. That's our. They're depending on us. So if we lost connection with our children, we lost connection with yourself. You don't want to be one of those parents who raised criminals in our own house and don't know how it came about, because we didn't understand how the body and the mind works together. That's that interconnection. That's that interrelationship that we're talking about. That's that connection that we must have to grow and develop our thinking processes. You know, and as you heard me say earlier, 200 cell types, ladies and gentlemen. I need you to name just four or five of them. Just write them down and get on the phone and ask a question about them. How do they work? What about the 11 systems that make up your human body? What about all the other things? For those of you who have been on the phone with us or been on the program with us, you know we've been here since November 2021, and we've talked about quite a few different things. We've covered the whole apparatus of the human body. We cover almost every part of the human body. So now we're back in 2024, offering just a little bit more, giving you a better understanding on how this magnificent, this beautiful body works. As I said before, we don't even know how we got here. We don't know about the first trimester, the second trimester, or the third trimester. We don't know how we have two eyes, two hands, two ears, two feet, five fingers, five toes. We don't have a clue how this came into existence. So this should be a concern for you. It should be a concern when your child comes on with a science project and you can't have a conversation with him because you don't understand what he's talking about in the first place, because you don't understand you. And those of you who have your relationship with your husbands, your wives, you know, oh, that's my boo. Well, you don't even know you. How in the world are you going to have a relationship with someone? We don't know who you are, what you are, how you work, and how you function, and what are they bringing to the table? This relationship that we talk about, can you relate to someone else but don't know yourself? This is so important. And I'm not trying to here to, I'm not here to put anybody down. I'm just letting you know that we're in a war. The seen and unseen activities are taking place right before our eyes. Subliminal seduction right before our eyes. Information, being influenced by something and someone else and don't even know how to stop it. Don't even know why you're influenced or being, you're acting out certain things in your life. Don't even understand your emotional makeup and disposition. This is so important that we understand that we can't even see, touch, or feel our emotions. What is this abstract thing you're talking about, Rashid? You know about the five senses. What are the five senses? They're the windows to the whole soul. Matter of fact, your being comes into existence just based on your five senses. the old saying, words make people. We have to really delve into those particular things and ask ourselves this question. What do you mean words make me? Language. This is one of the tools that was used against us when they took our language from us. They brought us here. We're in Black History Month. We might as well learn a little bit about Black History Month. Let me stop right there. I'm sorry. American Heritage Month. With people of African descent. Just think about that. Black history compared to, I'm an American born in this country. But I have a background of what they refer to as Africa. But I'm an American first. I can appreciate my history. I can appreciate those people overseas. But did they ever come here to help you with anything? When they come here, they call themselves African Americans. But we're Americans of African descent. So we want to make sure we remember that during this course of this month. So when you're talking to your child, here's another education. They don't know this. They don't even know the history of who we are and what we are. They don't even know the history of what we refer to as African-American history. How many of us know Ida B. Wells? How many of us know Carter G. Woodson, Booker T. Washington, Frederick Douglass, W. E. B. Boys? How many know the Mary Banks, the young lady who created the first African-American bank in this country in 1914? Why don't we know this? What happened to our brain cells? What happened to our DNA? What happened to our genes? What happened to our RNA? What happened? But we don't have a historical outline, structure of who we are as a people, and you wonder why it's so easily to influence us to do something that somebody else says instead of doing what you know you're supposed to act a certain way. What does it take to think? What does it take? How many cells do we have to, how many enzymes do we need just to think, just to walk, just to talk? We don't talk about a little bit. Now, we're not going to get too deep. We're not going to bore you with a whole lot of language. We want you to press one on your phone and ask a question about you. I don't want to know what so-and-so said. I don't want to know what CDC said. I don't want to know nothing about what happens on TV. I want to talk about you tonight. I want you to delve into this self-assessment that you're going to have to do about yourself to make sure you're going to sustain yourself. And not only sustain yourself, how are you going to sustain your children and your grandchildren? What are you going to talk to them about? About living, about good diets, what foods to eat. If I eat the wrong food, what does it do to me? Salt, sugars, how we cook. This genetic information that we provide for you is unheard of in our school systems. We don't have a doctor. When we go to them, you get 15 minutes. Hopefully there's nothing wrong with it because you're going to walk out with a piece of paper in black writing for a prescription. What's in the prescription? And why are you giving me this stuff called drugs? Why are we dependent upon these folk who already told us long time ago who they were in their actions and their deeds? When they brought us here, what did they take from us? Took away from you your language, your history, your being, then called you 3/5 human. How in the world can any human being tell you that you 3/5 human? What is 3/5 of a human? And where did that come from? But we accept it. The names that they give us, we accept the schools that they provide us with, we accept the education of his story, but what about our story? In this day and time, they're trying to tell you, you can't even teach your own history in the schools that you pay money and taxes to. Why are we in the political arena? Why are we part of the neighborhood association? Why are we a part of the school board system? Why are we a part of PTA? Why are we keep letting this stranger come into our house and teach our children? Cutting on the TV set. They tell you a vision, tell you a lie. It's all in the word, television. What visions are they putting in your children's head? And you say, what's wrong with you? Well, nothing wrong with you. What's wrong with you for letting them watch that foolishness? Now they act in ways that you have no control over. Now you're arguing, fussing, and fighting with your own children in your own house. No respect. So this war, this battle that we're in, it's serious. And we don't have to accept the fact. What armor do you have to protect yourself from the words, which are bullets, from the information that are coming at you and your children, and you can't explain it to your child? Then you wonder why your child disrespects you. That's our role to play as parents. That's our role to play, ladies and gentlemen. So we need to know a little bit more about who we are, what we are, the whys, the ifs, and the buts, and more importantly, the purpose of you being here on this planet. It's no mistake that you're here. What are you contributing to this world? Are you happy with your life financially? Are you happy with your life health-wise, employment-wise? Are you happy with what's going on in your community right now with our young brothers and sisters running around blowing each other's brains out and walking around the corner and having a hamburger? I shot it. Yeah, I got him. I got her. 10-year-old, 14-year-old kids shooting Uzis in your neighborhood. You scared to go outside. Something's wrong. So we want to talk about what happened, why these things are taking place. We have the answers. Why are young people acting the way they're acting? So you should be encouraged and thankful and grateful that someone has done the research on how you work. Or you just want to be a robot and function. And somebody tell you to do something, you just do it without questioning it. You just eat without questioning it. This is why we're here. Science of Healthy You Learning Lab. So I'm not going to belabor this whole conversation. I just want to set the stage and the standards so you get that pen and paper out and start writing things down on those particular things that you want to know about. We all have a neighbor or a friend or a family member who's sick. None of us on this phone can say that you don't know someone who's close to you who has a disease. None of them say. They say 1 out of 3 people in this country have a prison record. It's a felony. And we wonder, well, man, why are these people always putting us in jail? Well, why do you keep them in the crime? That's the question we need to ask ourselves. But we want to march up and down the street when a police officer shoot one of our children at 14 years old out in the streets at 1 o'clock in the morning. But when we shoot our own self, we don't march anywhere. What's wrong with us? Or shall I say again, what happened to us? We want to blame somebody else for our problems. We have a sole responsibility, a personal responsibility of developing your own self. Self-preservation. The first law of nature. So I hope I said a little bit just to get you going here. I just want to trigger a few thoughts processing in your mind. We have a subject matter tonight about you. We want you to begin at this point. Start pressing 1 on your telephone. I know I said something that you want to know about, particularly yourself. If you don't feel comfortable the way you're thinking right now, then press 1. We're family. We're a community, and we need to solve our problem. Our communities all across this country are in devastation mode. You can't be happy about that when you're afraid to go to the store, not worrying about whether you're going to make it back or not. You can't be happy with that. And don't think that you can't do anything about it, because you can. First of all, we have to take care of ourselves. So when you begin this conversation, get involved in our personal lives, our family life, and our community life. We have to do these things. That's our responsibility. So with that, we're going to talk about a few things. So we're going to talk about a little maintenance here. And Abdul Shaheed, I want you to be very succinct tonight, because I'm so interested in the questions. Like last week, we had some excellent questions last week. I already have 3 questions from the internet on my phone. Get involved. Ladies and gentlemen, know you. Know you. One more time. Know you. If you really got it together right now, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to press 1 on your phone and tell us how you got it together. But most of us on the phone tonight, including myself, I'm still learning. I love this program on Tuesday. I love the programs on IWDM Radio because it's always about us. It's all about you. It's all about developing our lives as individuals and families. And you already know 1619, in the 1700s, they did one thing to us that's so devastating and still devastating to this day. They broke our families up. We don't have the mechanism, the thinking process, to figure out how to get them back, how to do what we need to do, how to build community life. Come on, help me out, brother. I know I got that mic open early, so I want you to jump in here. Talk to us, man. So
yes,
let me do this. Let me introduce our guest for tonight, Abdul Shaheed from Atlanta, Georgia. The American School of Centenary, from the school that teaches you the knowledge of the living cell. Our cells are alive, ladies and gentlemen. They truly are alive. If you want to know a little bit about self, instead of telling your kid, know thyself, get that stuff off. It's a trick. Because we can trick them. 35 to 100 trillion cells. I can't even imagine that, Abdul Shaheed. So let me introduce my brother
100 trillion cells.
Come on with it. Talk to us, brother. Mike,
brother Rashid. Brother Rashid. Salaam alaikum.
Peace salam, my good brother.
And we give the greeting of peace to our listener audience. We thank them for joining us tonight. We give all the praise and the thanks to the Almighty Source Creator for allowing us to be here with you all and for allowing you to be here with us, taking time out of your busy schedule. We certainly appreciate you joining us. We have so much information to share tonight, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
We're going to start with the basic. The basic. Who are we and where are we? That is the basic question that each one of us must have the answer to if we want to become optimized, if we want to optimize our health as well as our wealth. We have to have the answer to do those two questions. Who am I and where am I? Who are we, Brother Rashid? We are biological organism. We are biological organism made of energy, and we are energy dependent. We depend on energy, brothers and sisters. If we eat food and drink beverages and expose ourselves to chemicals that deplete our energy level, it is literally taking our life, because that's what we are. We're not our body. We're not our skin. We're not our hair. We're not our blood. We're the soul, the spirit, the energy inside this body. That's what we are. But our body and our energy is connected. And that connected tissue is called blood. It is our cell that produces the blood, Brother Rashid. Every 120 days, our cells are producing blood in the red bone marrow.
I'll teach it, man. Teach it. 120 days.
Every 120 days. It's on a cycle. Every part of our body, Brother Rashid, has a cycle of renewal. And if we break that cycle, we're going to have a disease. And if you have a disease, one disease in the body, you're going to have poor mental health. Why is that?
Say it one more time.
Because blood is a connected tissue. It connects everything. So that's some fundamental things that we need to know about.
Yes, sir.
So we are human beings, and we're energy dependent. We depend on energy. We must always produce 12 times the energy that we use. If we do not, Brother Rashid, we'll be on an energy deficit. Another reason why people would be sick, why a person would be sick, they're on an energy deficit. They're not producing enough energy that they're using. They're using too much energy. And no one have warned them to conserve energy. And they don't know the first thing about enzyme. It is because we live on planet Earth, a rock floating in space. In order to keep the balance, there's gravitational force. We don't even feel the sensation of this rock moving in space. We don't even feel it. Because of gravitational force balances things off. But gravitational force tend to slow things down. So our cell came up with a solution, Brother Rashid. They have atomic intelligence. They're super intelligent. They're the one that produced us in the first place. Do you think they know how to repair us when we need it? From one
Excellent
cell,
question.
They started. And now when we are composed of 75 to 100 trillion cells, it is because of their work that we are here. Do you think that they can fix us when we get sick? They can do everything, Brother Rashid. It is our knowing them is the reason why people are sick. And there's no therapeutics on earth but symptometry. They have figured this out. They have uncovered this. Our cell produce enzymes to speed things up, Brother Rashid. And listeners, they produce enzymes to do everything, to repair everything. And then you drink something or eat something to denature the enzyme. That means denature means make them worthless. They won't do anything. They won't be able to do anything. This is what we're going to talk about tonight. The cells that's in charge of our health. They're in charge of our destiny. They're in charge of who lives and who dies, along with microbes, things that we cannot even see, a whole community of unseen things that surround us every day, 24/7. If we don't keep the balance, they will gravitate to us and leave poison in our blood. It's just a matter of time. And we are created to live here. So we're a biological organism, depend on energy. And another thing about who we are high maintenance, not low maintenance that we've been misled to believe. You don't have to do anything but eat food. Every time you talk to somebody about health, what do I eat? You need to know a little bit more than eating. It is eating that got us in trouble. What do I eat? Can I eat this? Can I eat that? They never ask the question, Brother Rashid, what happened after eating? Am I producing the enzyme to digest what I'm putting in my mouth? They never ask those questions. They think it's automatic. Yeah, it's automatic that your cell produce 19 enzymes to digest your food. But if you block them from doing it, well, you're going to have concretion and blockages and sludge and garbage inside of you that will become growth factor for microbes to gravitate to you. And that would be the cause of your infection. Many infection, HIV, infection. Herpes, infection. And that list goes on and on and on. These are microbes. Between the microbes and our cell, Brother Rashid, they determine who lived and who died. Those are the two angels of death.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not. You can spook this out all you want, but there's no spookism here. There's no mystery here. We've broken the mystery on things, Brother Rashid.
Yes, sir.
That's the work of symptometry. Remove the mystery. People have been spooked off as long as man has been on this planet. We've been making mistakes. Now it's time for us to correct things. That's what we've been sent here to do. None of us asked to come here. None of us asked to come here, Brother Rashid. So you just let me know if I still have the mic, if you want us to address a few questions first. But I have some very important information we need to know about ourselves.
Very good.
If we can get 75 to 100 trillion cells to cooperate, Brother Rashid, they work as a team. It's a team effort. Why in the world we can't get 45 million people that we all know to work together for a common cause?
I'm telling you.
We're going to share that each one of these cells, 75 trillion cells and plus, can all work together simultaneously and automatically and do 14 different actions at the same time, all of them.
Wow.
How many actions would that be? 75 trillion doing 14 different actions in a millisecond. That's fraction of a second. Not a second. Fraction of a second. How many
fraction
action,
of a fraction?
Yes. How many action would that be? Our cells are interconnected, interdependent, integrated, and interrelated. and they have a system to communicate and stay in communication. But what we do, we eat something and block the communication. We destroy the communication. There's a two-way communication that must always be intact, Brother Rashid. Otherwise, the person will have a disease. There's a communication between the genes and the DNA, and the communication between the DNA and the three RNA. If that communication is smashed, that double misalignment, if it's smashed, you're going to have a disease. Who's going to restore that misalignment for you? No one but symptometry. You want to know why people are sick? I can continue and tell you why people are sick. If you want to take time out for a few questions, we can do that too.
Let's do that, because right now I'm ready to hang up and go study. God, when you think about a cell having quantum physics and atomic intelligence, a cell being able to produce you, a cell being able to put your eyes in the right place, your heart, your spleen, everything is in its rightful place, and it was a cell who did it, and you can't even see the cell. This is amazing. You know, so what I want to do is this. I just want everybody to just take a second of your time and think inwardly, what's happening within you? Think about it. What's going on inside your body that you have no clue about? Are you interconnected? Are your concepts, your cells interrelated? Are your cells doing what they're supposed to do to keep you at optimal health? So I'm going to start off with two questions here real quick that I have that has been texted over to me. But let's take a look inside. We always want to look at the outer body. Oh, man. Oh, she's fine. Oh, he got a six-pack. Oh, look at this. What's going on the inside? How is his brain functioning?
Yes.
So
is it producing all the neurotransmitter?
Yeah. You know, he may be this and she may be that, but get in a conversation with him, real conversation, and to hear this stuff. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't know what you're saying. Don't ask me, do I know what you're saying? Say what you got to say. We can't even have a conversation with each other that makes sense. Our relationships, we arguing, fussing, and fighting about little things that don't even matter because we don't know how to understand our emotional disposition and our emotional makeup as human beings. What is this thing? What is this word called? Human being. Has your being here made a difference? How do you feel right now? What particular disease that you may have, or stomach ache, or backache, or knee ache, you got to get a hip replacement, a knee replacement? What's going on with you? And then ask yourself this question, what's going on with those in your family? I just called Brother Abdul Shahid last week and asked him about, you know, keto acidosis. My brother's sitting up in ICU, and they telling him this mess. So I called Abdul. He gave me the answer right away, and I told my sister-in-law, and he ain't no doctor. Wait a minute. Did I give you the answer? Everything you asked about, I just told you what was happening with it. I'm not no doctor. Where did I get it from? I didn't see it. Don't know what's going on, and plus he's going to provide you with some drugs, and we haven't even talked about what's in pills and drugs yet. We haven't even talked to you about vitamins that we take, what's in the vitamins, what's in the capsules, what's the preservative that's in there, what does it do to your human makeup and disposition? We haven't even talked about that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're in a learning lab. If you care about yourself, you're in the right place. And take the F off. You care about yourself. Are you malnutrition? Are you malnutrition of your body parts? Malnutrition happens every day with us, every single day. We are malnutritious beings. We do not have the nutrients in our body to make anything work right. So let's just say, okay, thanks, Rashid. Now I know what to do with me. Pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on in my life. Get some information that we need. These are the weapons that we're going to need. Information, ladies and gentlemen. We're in a battle for our lives, and you have to be concerned about this. Do you want to live? Do you want to be healthy? You want your children to be healthy. You want your children to think correctly. These are questions that we have to ask ourselves. We all know we have people in our family that act a fool. We're going to be straight up. We're not afraid to say it. Acting a fool. Thinking they know something. Questioning you. They've been here 30 seconds. We're going to question you as an adult. I know. You don't know anything. You haven't been here long enough to even understand what's going on in the world. Yet our children got this mindset like, I know. Yet they ask you, do you know what I'm saying? Give me a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we're at IWDM Radio. This is the Science of Health in You. My name is Rashid Salam. We have Abdul Shaheed from the American School of Cytometry, the study of the living cell, on the phone, providing us with information that we need about our bodies, about makeup, about our disposition. You know, if you are not thinking correctly, how do you know you're not? Or how do you know you are? What does it feel like to feel good? And how can you even question anything when you don't know anything about the body that you walk around 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? And some of us smoke cigarettes. Some of us drink alcohol. I have drunk alcohol. Some of us are eating the wrong foods. But yet we think we know what we're eating, which is proper and correct. Well, we talk about foods here, the science of food. Food kills. The downside of nutrition. Do we know anything about the things that we talk about? If not, just kick your shoes off, pick up your telephone, three-way somebody in on the phone, and let's ask some questions about our lives. We're in jeopardy. Our lives, our children, our community is in jeopardy. In the next 25 years, like I told you guys about the cell replacement birth rate, if we continue at this rate in 25 years, our ethnic group as a community will not be in this country. I mean, you can't say I'm lying to you. What do they do to the Indians? What do they do to the Aztecs? What do they do to the Mayans? What have they done to the Africans? We're leaving this planet, and we're not replacing ourselves. We have to understand what that subprime replacement rate is. We have to understand that. We probably have. Abdul Shaheed, I don't know, but before I get to this question, I'm on point because, you know what, 25 years is coming.
You're absolutely on point. You're absolutely on point. We won't even be here if we don't start making correction with our life.
It's unbelievable. This is the tool they used when they brought us here, ladies and gentlemen. Bad food, no education.
Absolutely. They fed us garbage, Brother Rashid. They fed us animal food, livestock food, and we're still eating it today. That diet has not changed much.
It tastes good, though. We can make anything.
It is because of our creativity that we made it taste good.
Yes, sir.
We didn't have a chance to even pack a bag, Brother Rashid, when we were brought on here on those spaceships. We didn't have an opportunity to pack one bag. No, we didn't bring our food.
No kidding. So, ladies and gentlemen, I need you. We're laughing to keep from crying. So don't take it. It is so much we need to know about this beautiful mechanism, phenomenal mechanism. Everything you see today came from within you. But don't waste these words and this language that we keep using towards each other, this hate, this misunderstanding. These are somebody else's words. We're being influenced by something and somebody else. It's just like time. If you don't manage your time, something and somebody else will. And time will beat you up. It'll make you look horrible from the stress and the strain of not being able to manage yourself. We talk about managing yourself. That's all time is, managing you. And some of us, you know, we wound up doing 10 or 15 years locked up behind bars and eating nothing but animal food. And we come out acting like we know something. And your brain is impoverished.
Very impoverished.
The boxes of them that go into prison, this food is not fit for human consumption. But they feed people this stuff for 10 years. So if you have a relationship or a relative who got out of jail, they need help. You're on a phone, you're on a program tonight that you can share something with them that maybe save their particular lives. Their thinking capacity is devastated. So we don't even know that these people are talking and walking and acting like human beings but don't have no intelligence, operating on instinct, artificial intelligence. That's a word. Ladies and gentlemen, there's no such thing as artificial intelligence.
Absolutely.
We accept you're intelligent or you're not. They're going to tell you artificial intelligence? We let it control us? Robot? Oh, we're like robots. And I'm putting this out here because I want to provoke thought. I hope I trigger somebody. Please press one on your phone as we begin to answer a few questions from the internet. We have some powerful questions, my brother. And one of them is a young lady who I think about 3 weeks ago she talked about her grandfather who now has congestive heart failure. And that's not the same person, though, but we do have a person who basically is suffering. Her grandfather is suffering from congestive heart failure, and what they're telling her, she said, I've been looking into the things that you say. I've been looking at things that you said on the program, and everything they're telling my grandfather to do is not helping. I'm looking at the pills that they give him, and the pills cause all kind of problems. What is congestive heart failure, and what could I do? Now, we already know what you could do, but just share with her and those who may be on the phone who may have some issues like that, because I understand that high blood pressure is congestive heart failure. I understand a lot of different things create congestive heart failure, and you don't even know why you have it, but we listen to Dr. Frankenstein tell us something. The same one who committed all these crimes against you, the same one who gave you a syphilis shot and let it just ride to find out what would happen if we treated. They've been operating on drilling holes in our skull and dropping water on our brain to see our reaction. These people have been experimenting on us from the day we walked on this planet. And you don't think you're in a battle for your life? Really? Okay. So the question is, what can I do to help my grandfather? Because the things that they've given him is making it worse. That is her question. Congestive heart failure. What is it?
Congestive heart failure, Brother Rashid, to answer that question is very, very simple. The heart is running out of energy. Rather than it being strengthened, it is getting weaker and weaker and weaker. There's a natural law, Brother Rashid, natural law. Whatever is weak must be strengthened. Whatever is old must be renewed. Whatever is abnormal must be put back to normalcy. That is the law of automation on this planet, in the universe. If it doesn't happen, the person condition is going to get worse and worse and worse until their life is at stake. Why is the person's heart getting weaker? Because the person ate something that exposed itself to something that prevent the heart cell from producing the 8 muscle proteins. What is the heart? It is all muscles. It must continue to beat, beat, beat. It represents the pushing force. It pushes the nutrients through all parts of the body so the cell can receive the nutrients and resources to keep the person alive. That's what they use. They use the nutrients and resources, water, oxygen, thermal energy, electrical energy, magnetic energy, atomic energy, nuclear energy. They use the food to produce sustainable energy to keep the person alive. But since the person have garbage in their blood and no one is helping them to remove the garbage, and the person have blood clots everywhere because they cannot produce the essential because they don't have nutrient going into the cell. The cells of the lungs can't produce heparins to bust up blood clots naturally. And you have gouty deposit, cholesterol deposit, calculi, marble, gravel, sand, stones. All these things are in the person's blood, slowing blood down. If the blood doesn't move at the speed of light with the help of the heart, many cells will not receive nutrients to produce sustainable energy. Now this person's heart can't produce the 8 muscle protein because that person blocked them, and taking drugs amount to ignoring the cells and giving them what they need to produce the 8 muscle protein, which will strengthen the heart. Drugs, herbs will never strengthen the person's heart. The person's heart will continue to get weaker and weaker and weaker until the person has no energy coming from the heart. Your heart will cease to pump. Well, they have a machine they can hook the person up to make sure they get all of the insurance. And once the insurance money run out, well, we have done all we can do. There's nothing else we can do. So here's the number to hospice. It's just a matter of time. That's what they tell you. Come to Centometry. If we have the molecule, yes. Brother Rashid, to help the cell to produce the 8 muscle protein after removing the plaque, the concretion, all the sludge and the garbage that the person never removed from their system because no one told them that they were high maintenance. They did no maintenance. They didn't remove any blood impurities. The cell themselves produce toxic that we have to remove. The cell themselves produce garbage, waste. Seeing that cytoplasm of the cell, where they produce the essential, and that's 3 essentials that must be produced. Brain essentials, essentials of what the cell must produce, and only the cell can produce these things. No man knows how to produce them. The drugs are man-made. Man-made herbs, some concoction man put together, some plants. They don't work. So only the cells know how to produce the essentials. That's brain essentials to keep the person mentally aware and in balance. Their body essentials, we're going to go over some of them tonight if time permits. And their cell essentials, those are the 3 essentials. Those 3 things the cell must produce. That's what the essential is what the cell produces.
Okay.
No man knows how to do it.
I just checked your phone number over to her because this is a conversation that could last all day. So I just want to make sure that she asked the question. And I think you were very explicit in exactly what's required. So it's up to them now to proceed with the means and ways of trying to get some help for her grandfather. So thank you so much for asking that question. It's one that I'm sure other people on the line will need to know about because you probably know someone else. And even though they may not be calling it congestive heart failure, it's happening to you. And you don't even know it's happening to you because you have some other thing that's more prevalent or more chronic in your body that's happening right now. So we want to go, I'm going to flip-flop here. I'm going to go to the queue, and I'm going to go back to another question from the internet. We have on open phone right now, we have area code 205-844. Please state your name and tell us where you're calling from. Your mic is now open. 205-844. Your mic is open. Press one. Press one on your phone. You already pressed one. You may be on mute. 205-844. We'll come back to that number a little bit later. Those of you who are on the phone, once again, this is IWDM Radio, the Science of Health and You Learning Lab, and we're on the first hour here, and we're talking about health. But we're going to get into the second hour. It still will be about health, even though we're talking about wealth. It's the same thing. They all work together hand in hand. If your thinking process is not intact, guess what? Nor will your health be intact. Well, I know somebody who eats bad food. They got a whole lot of money. Okay. All right. They'll talk about that, too. We'll be able to share with you the situations and circumstances that maybe it looks good. But, you know, people with money have a stressful situation to be in. They're trying to keep it. And the stress and strain they put on themselves have a bearing on how long they keep their money and what they're really doing with the money. Money is something that can hurt you if you don't know how to manage your own personal life. So press one on your phone if you have a question or have a question about someone in your family. I just broke down one person in my family. I got 3 more to go. this is me, but I'm not here, so I can always call it personally, but you guys can't do that unless you take down this number to reach them at 572-678-572-7269, and we'll report that again before we get off the line. He will also provide you with a website that you can get on that could be so educational. You think this is something? Get on that website. I mean, you'll be there for days. Every particular thing that's wrong with you is broken down in detail on how, what, when, where, and what you need to do to solve that particular problem. So that's available to you as well. So as you're in this learning lab, we don't have books to give you. We sure have a website. It might as well be a book. But the information on their website is like reading page by page by page by page all about you. Centometry is all about you. It's root-based therapeutics. Root-based therapy. See, that's what happened to us. We don't get to the root cause of anything. So thank you so much, my sister, for texting that information over to us, and we'll try 205-844 again. Your line is open. Are you there? 205-844. Okay.
All right. Could have been a mistake. They could have pressed one by mistake.
Yeah, there you go. But I hope she's listening. he's listening, one or the other. Those of you who may have a question about what we're talking about tonight, we're talking about you. We're not talking about what so-and-so said. We ain't talking about what somebody said on TV. We ain't talking about what somebody said on the Internet. I'm talking about you. What's wrong with you? Are you prepared to be in this war that we're in? Are you prepared to sustain yourself? What's happening with you? Let's start with the head, the brain. Let's start with the eyes. Let's start with the throat, the neck, the mouth. Kidneys, the arteries, how do these work together? So I'm saying that to say this. Here's the next question. How does the liver, kidney, and spleen work together? And if I lose my spleen, what will happen to me? Because I'm being told that they want to cut upward on me,
Brother,
to take
Rashid
out my spleen. All right, go ahead,
Brother,
my brother. I'm listening.
Brother Rashid, look.
The, question.
Yes, sir. The Almighty created this body with perfection, precision, form and function. Everything in our body has a purpose. And now you want to allow someone to take something out when they do not know how to make it healthy. That's why they want to take it out. Since they don't know how to make it healthy, they'll just take it out. You know what the spleen is all about?
All right.
It stores blood, Brother Rashid. The spleen stores blood. And you want to take it out. Where are you going to store blood?
Oh.
Do I need to say anything else about the spleen?
No, I don't think so. But they're saying that she have a ruptured spleen. I never heard that one before. But guess what? I'm glad you're on the phone and asking that question tonight.
What makes it rupture?
Keep that knife away.
The concretion. Garbage. Stones. Gravel, sand, toxic metal, all these things are in our body because of what we eat. The air we breathe, the water we're drinking, the beverage we're drinking. Brother Rashid, what we eat, what we drink, and the substance and chemical that we expose ourselves to. What do we use for toothpaste? What do we use for lotion and pomade to put on our skin? What are we putting in our hair? What do we soak our feet in? What kind of deodorant are you using? What kind of deodorant are you using? What kind of chemical are you cleaning your house with? Do you use alcohol to rinse your mouth? Do you use hydrogen peroxide at any point? Do you use ammonia for cleaning? Do you use vinegar? All these things are toxic. And our own body will produce gases that are toxic. Hydrogen sulfide is toxic, Brother Rashid. Our own colon will produce it. When you don't have enzymes to thoroughly digest your food, now it has to be continued to be digested in the colon, producing hydrogen sulfide. Hydrogen cyanide will be produced by our own body ammonia produced by our own body. Then you eat more ammonia when you eat salad raw, plants raw. All plants produce ammonia. Now you got an excess ammonia. What causes disease? Excess. Too much of something. What else? Deficiency. Not enough of something. Has to be just right, Brother Rashid. There's a balance. There's a range. So based on what the person is eating, that's why sometimes you have scientific eating, scientific cooking, and scientific living on this planet. That's what people need to know about. So the food, the beverages, the substance that being used and the people that and what people are being exposed to will affect our cell behavior and their structure in the following three ways. Just listen. And just forget that Abdul Shahid is sharing this information. Think about the image of a white man. Maybe you'll pay more attention. I'm just saying, number one, they were called pH imbalance and iron loss. If our cells are losing iron, Brother Rashid, this is what's going to happen. A weak heart, because the cells use iron for power, pressure, speed, strength. Those are the tangents of force. Force is the largest tangent of energy. 75% of all energy is force for us to do work, for the cell to do work. That's what they are doing with iron. Iron is also an activator of enzyme. You can produce the enzyme, but if you don't have the enzyme activator, iron is also an excellent conductor of electricity so the cell can stay in communication. So I'm just telling you the scientific facts. That's all I'm doing. Exposing things that we should all know since we all have a human body. Number two, they will fill our blood with impurities based on what we're eating and drinking and chemical we expose. In scintometry, Brother Rashid, we are up to over 70 blood impurities that will be circulating in the person's blood forever until they come to scintometry and have them removed by ionization, oxidation, hydrolation, and electrolytic dissociation. There's four ways to remove these things. But you don't want to remove them because you love what you're doing. You love going to the doctor. You love the smell of the doctor's office. So you can find yourself just going to the doctor. Doctor prescribes drugs and they do surgery. Neither one of those things will reverse your condition. Your state of health is a condition inside of you, because the cells are compromised. And number three, they will make the person violate the pH rule, the natural law, the laws of physics, Brother Rashid, and the rules to health. People don't think that there are laws and rules that govern our body. The same laws and rules that govern the universe also govern our anatomy and physiology. Thanks to the science of scintometry figuring this out. Every time we break these laws, these rules, our body will give us a sign called symptom. And then if we keep violating, then you have a disease. Here's the big picture, Brother Rashid. The symptom and the disease are not meant to kill us. It is our cells getting our attention to put things back to normalcy. But you don't know where to go. You need an electrician, but you're going to a plumber. If you get what I mean. And you go to a plumber and you need an electrician, you're going to the wrong place. So health is all about the cells, Brother Rashid. Nothing else. It's all about the cells. We need to have a good discussion about what the cells are able to produce. They produce our brain essential to keep us on a paradigm. Mental awareness, emotional stability. Without our brain, we'd be all over the place, Brother Rashid, if our brain is not nourished. How many people know what it takes to nourish the brain? What's required? What are the essentials that the cell has to produce to have a good, healthy brain? There are brain essentials, Their body is centered and their cell is centered. Those things that the cell must use to help them do their work. And their work is keeping you healthy. But we ignore the cells. Allopathic medicine do not think the cell can do anything when the cell is the one that brought us here. They produce our heart. They produce our three nervous system as the foundation based on electrical energy. They produce our heart, our arms, our eyes, and they didn't need no help from no man, for no man. They didn't need any help from any man to do it. And no one taught them. How did they do it, Brother Rashid?
Great question.
It is the genes that we all are gifted with. We have everything inside of us to cure and reverse every condition. And these other people, we're waiting to be told what to do. They're not going to tell us. Even if they had the truth, they won't give it to us. Nobody's coming to save us, brothers and sisters. Our prayers and our ancestor prayers has been answered. Now, if you don't reach out and grab the lifeline, whose fault is it? Can you blame God? I'm just saying.
Yes, sir. I tell you what, I'm just plain and simple, that's for sure. We're going to take a quick break here and talk about some of the other things that happen here on IWDM Radio. We have great programming, and we have a program that comes on tomorrow that I just love because of tying into kind of the conversation that we're having today. And we're going to have, instead of, you know, playing, taking a little quick break here, I'm just going to give you a little, you know, mental relaxation, because what we're talking about right now is just really overwhelming. It really is. So we talk about ourselves and the importance of who we are and what we are. So I'm going to take a quick break. You guys get a sip of water or prepare yourself. Every day on IWDM Radio, we have different programs. We're going to talk about what's going to happen tomorrow. I think I have Mark Shaheed in, who's one of the hosts of the program tomorrow. Mark, can you tell everybody what's happening tomorrow? Take a couple of minutes and share with us so we can get our commercials in.
Yes.
We'll take another break later on, about
30.
Yes.
Assalamu alaikum to you, Rashid Salam, and to your very distinguished, esteemed audience. Listening. The science of your health and wealth learning lab. Tomorrow, Wednesday, it's time for the Parenting and Family Reconstruction Learning Lab with Dr. Patricia Slaw Dean and yours truly, Mark Shaheed, and Rashid Salam. And the first Wednesday of the month, that means Rashid Salam will be sitting in the co-host seat tomorrow. And we just continue on the path for our seventh anniversary that we had last week in terms of parenting in the 21st century. That will be the topic in regards to that part two. And we also will be introducing a new publication that we will start at the beginning of the next week on the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab. That's where we teach correct parenting is and how to reconstruct the destructive family life. So this is a learning lab that everybody should want to attend. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 6 p.m. Central and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. And it's followed by the MGM Roundtable. That's the Muslim Global Message Roundtable. I'd like to bring and present to you very distinguished, esteemed guests inside the community, Imam Muhammad, outside the community, and topics that are pertinent to us as a community. Well, tomorrow we have a very distinguished, esteemed guest who is a very distinguished author, as he authored the book, The Man Behind the Man. The Man Behind the Man is going to be the first in a series for the month of African American / Black Balayan Ethnic History Month. So that'll be Imam Michael, a.k.a. Mikhail Sahir. He will join me at the round table, and we're going to take a look at the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, how he impacted the lives of four outstanding leaders, not only national but international leaders, and those being Malcolm X, a.k.a. Al-Hajj Malik Shabazz, Minister Louis Farrakhan, the legendary boxing champion Muhammad Ali, and our beloved teacher and leader, Imam Warfuddin Muhammad. Those are the four men that he actually had impact in their lives. So that starts at 8 p.m. Eastern, it's 7 p.m. Central, and 5 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio, the same call-in number, 714-816-4673. So please tune in and check it out. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Thank you so much, Mark. And we have great programming on IWDM Radio. It's always beneficial to our health and our wealth, as well as our physical and spiritual being. So that's tomorrow here on IWDM Radio. So we have one question. We had a hand that was raised. Where did she go or he go? They may have dropped off, so we'll get to the next question on the Internet. The next question on the Internet is about last week you spoke about enzymes, and then we were running out of time, so you didn't really get into the details that I asked the question about. So why don't we do this? I think the question was, what is an enzyme? Where, how does it come about? And what does it do? And I think you pretty did a good job already about it, but you just take the time out for those who did not hear or understand a question last week. Enzymes. He kind of told you a little bit. I want you to take about 3 to 5 minutes on Abdushi and really, really let people know and understand you can't live without them. You know, so
absolutely.
You know, without them, you won't be here. You know, so if you don't want to know the answer to this question, I don't know what you want to know. So with that, take a few minutes, my brother, and just kind of delve into
absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. Enzymes are very, very important, Brother Rashid. It is the tool, the unknown tool that our cells use to do their job. There are 19 digestive enzymes that's required for digestion. If you can't produce these 19 digestive enzymes and don't denature them, you won't be able to digest food. If you don't thoroughly digest food, they will be turned into metabolites, metabolite blocking things. If you don't be able to produce enzymes, which are the main essential, if it's the first essential that our cell produced, Brother Rashid, it is the first essential that our cell produced. Do you think that's important? Without them, nothing else will happen.
It won't be
people
here.
Are sick because they have an enzyme deficit. They're sick because they're not producing all of the enzyme they need. Things will shut down if you don't have an enzyme. There's enzyme for everything. That's what the cells use. 19 digestive enzymes, and there's about 26 ancillary enzymes for repair and maintenance that the person must produce. At least those 26, there's a whole lot more enzymes than those 26. But you have to have at least the 19 digestive enzymes and the 26 enzyme for maintenance and repair. They're called ancillary enzymes. Those are the two types of enzymes. Most enzymes are catalase, which means they speed up the reaction. They have to speed the reaction up. So here are some enzymes. It is the first thing that the cell produces because they need them to carry out their function, their job, and they can do everything that no doctor know how to do. There are enzymes for pulling nutrients into the cell, Brother Rashid. The nutrients are circulating in the person's blood if they ate the right food, if they ate scientifically.
Right.
If they eat in chaotically, well, they will have more garbage than nutrients. That's the result of chaotic eating. That's what we call chaotic eating. Just eating what you want to eat because of how it look, how it smell, you know, how it tastes. You're eating for taste. That's not for nourishing the cell. That's eating for taste. That most chefs, they cook for taste and for eye appeal. They have nothing to nourish the cells. That's a big mistake. There are also enzyme for separating things. You know, food is a large complex molecule. It composes of different atoms. Atoms are combined to produce molecules. In that food, you have coal tar derivative. You have coloring. You have dyes. You have preservatives. You have additives. All these things have nothing to do with nourishing the cell. It is the preparation of the food, how it's been processed. Then you have toxic from the food, depending on what food it is. Poison from plant food. All plant produce poison. If you don't neutralize the poison, you'll be poisoned by it. But we have enzyme, Brother Rashid, that can remove hydrogen from a toxic, and it won't be poison anymore. But you have to produce it, and you have to know how to produce it. There are enzymes to remove the elements of the atom from matter, so the matter can be dissolved. These cells are so smart and super intelligent, Brother Rashid. There's so much we can learn from them and follow them, follow their example. There are enzymes for breaking the bond on chemicals. All chemicals are held together by molecular bond, by hydrogen bond, by carbon bond, covalent bond, double, triple covalent bond. And all the toxins are held together by certain bond. If you break the bond on these things, and the cell has the ability to produce enzymes to break the bond on toxic, it won't be toxic to you anymore. Think about that. There are enzymes that are accelerators. They speed up everything. There are enzymes that are decelerators. They slow things down when they're needed. There are enzymes for mixing things. There are enzymes for adding water to the cells. There's enzymes from removing water. Oh, I have too much water here. Why am I bloated? Why I have this cyst here? Why is the water there? Something you did. But the cell, if you produce the right enzyme, it can remove the water. You waiting on the doctor to perform some surgery. That's not necessary. Give the cell what they need. They'll perform the surgery with no side effects. There are places that were enzymes that will add water to an area. There are enzymes that will join certain substance together. There are enzymes that are transporter, Brother Rashid. This is just like super space information. There are enzymes that stops things from happening. There are enzymes that are discarder. They discard when there's enough of something. Well, we have enough. This is all welded together, so it's beginning to discard the excess. There are enzymes for welding different things together to repair wounds. Why did my finger, I cut it the other day, it's already healed? Because the cell produced enzyme to heal it and left no scar tissue. Isn't that amazing? The ability of our body.
Wow.
There are enzymes for identifying nutrients. There are enzymes for timing things. Everything has to be timed, Brother Rashid. There's a cycle of renewal.
Sir.
Has to be timed. There are enzymes to help the cell to divide. There's two of them. Kinase and cyclin. If you denature those two enzymes or do not activate them, then the cell will stop dividing. So you have old cell trying to do what new cell can do, and we know that can't happen. And you'll deteriorate day by day until a new cell in that same spot replaces the old cell. This is how it is. Those are just a few of the functions of enzymes, a few of them.
Okay. Well, you know, so I guess
you can ask the person a question.
Yeah, I know. Here's the thing about it. You can't answer it just in this short period of time. You know, that's why we always say, always leave our phone number, always leave our website. You can never get enough of this. We're only on one day a week, and also Abdul Shaheed has his own show that comes on Mondays. But, you know, this information, it's like going to a college campus. You're in a laboratory. And you want to sit there all day long and try to take in this information. We have to process it now. You know, we have some issues with our brain nourishment, and sometimes we can't process it as quickly as we want to because we have some issues that are going on with our lives. That's what we want to let you know. What happened to us? Goal was to destroy the human mind. To control
That's how they
the
do
human
it.
Mind. That, was,
That's how they do it, Brother Rashid. One final word on enzyme, Brother Rashid, for the night. One final word. I'd like to say this. Enzymes are the essentials that only our cell can produce. To assist them in producing other enzymes and all of the essentials that's needed to keep the person on a paradigm of normalcy. Our cell cannot function without them. Enzymes are both essentials and resources. They are both of them. You know, we have nutrients and resources, but as enzymes are resources to the cell as well as essential for the body, the brain, and the cell themselves. Without them, the DNA and the cell cannot function. Case closed.
Okay. I think that's very plain. So but basically what you're saying, without enzymes, we won't be here.
You won't be here.
If that didn't catch your interest, if you want to press one, I don't know what would. But here's the thing about it, ladies and gentlemen. We have about 3 minutes and 35 seconds before we go into our next show. And those of you, I'm sure, came on board to get more in the health piece because we're now talking about wealth. You know, and I want you to take the word wealth and take the word health. And you find in both of those words the word heal. So important that we understand the interconnection, interrelated, integrated concept that we're talking about when we're talking about cells and you. You know, when I say know thyself, I mean take that F off. Know thyself, because if you don't know thyself, you don't know yourself. There's no way for you to grasp the magnitude of who and what you are unless you understand your makeup, the cosmic makeup, the quantum makeup of who you are as a human being and the purpose. We try to disseminate in our thinking process. Why are we here? Why do you think you came here? What was your purpose? And so they did such a horrific job on us, Jewel, that we don't even know that we don't know. And that hurts, man. I mean, that hurts. When I have to accept this fact, I look at myself and I don't know even what's happening, man. You really don't know what's happening with you. Because why? Because they did it to us. I don't care what religion you practice. I don't care what you do. If your brain is dysfunctional, nothing can be processed properly. Am I saying something wrong? I just want to make sure I'm not saying it wrong.
You're right on it, Brother Rashid. We have to become aware of what's going on here. We're in the fight for our life. We on Earth.
Yes.
On Earth, there's toxic, there's predatories, there's predators, rather. And there's all kind of other stuff going on here. Even if there was no human fighting against us, we still have the planet Earth.
The battle, the greatest battle we ever have, the battle with oneself.
Absolutely.
Wow. So, you know, we got a minute and a half left. Go ahead, brother.
But yet, Brother Rashid, we have everything we need inside of us. We just got to know how they work and operate.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yes, sir.
Everything is already inside of us, but we keep looking outside of us for help.
Well, one thing I can say is this. You don't have to pay for this yet. You're going to a high-level, high-quality school. It's on Tuesdays here on IWDM Radio. You will not get this from no professional, whether it be college
nowhere.
Or medical profession. You're not going to get this. We're talking about you and how you work. Nobody has taken this time out to do this. And you have an opportunity to participate for free. You have an opportunity to pick up the telephone and call your family members, your daughters, your sisters, your brothers, your uncles, your aunts, your friends, say, hey, tune in. Take an hour out of this 168 hours in a week. It's 168 hours. You mean to tell me you can't find 2 hours for you? In those 2 hours, life-altering, life-saving? See, that's what's wrong. We don't realize. You know, we don't understand that, hey, you got to take the time out for you. That's why we stressed out. That's why we're grieving. That's why we're worrying. That's why we have all this depression. Have our children are going through all these changes, committing suicide and killing themselves. Why? They can't take it. It's too much because their brain don't have the proper nourishment to function right, and they're blacking out.
don't even know what you're talking about. Go to school and can't even read, can't even study, can't even understand. School is boring. How in the world has education ever been boring? We don't have the tools to think. That's how we started the program off. So at this particular point in time, Abdushahi, do you got some time to stay on with me for another 30 or 45 minutes or so? We want to talk about...
Absolutely.
We want to kind of, you know, talk a little bit about this month that we find ourselves in, the American Heritage, you know, a month of the Renaissance, as I say, for Black History Month. This language has to change. And people get tired of me for saying that. Don't tell me about no Black History Month. I don't know about no Black History Month. It's black. We already zeroed us out already. We can't even think right. Now you're going to tell me about some history. Well, let's talk about a little bit of history today. So we want you to take a deep breath and let's go into this next 30, 45 minutes or so. For those of you who want to know, those of you who want to know something about finance, those of you who want to know something about how to manage your money, investments, insurance, those of you who want to know a little bit about something on why I don't have any money and how I can do and do some things that can get some money. What is required? What is required for us to participate in this society, this financial arena? That, guess what? It's overwhelming 80% of the people in this country right now, because 20% of the wealth is owned by 80% of the wealth is owned by 20% of the people. So we're being used and abused and misused. Don't even understand the system that we stay in. Don't even understand capitalism. We don't understand, you know, democracy. We don't understand this whole economic structure. We find ourselves in, and we act like we know what we're doing, and we broke. I'm not just talking about African-American people. I'm talking about 80% of this country is in trouble financially, ladies and gentlemen. They don't know how to manage their finances. If you can't manage your finance, you can't manage your life. And they always say this: if you want to manage your finances, first of all, you got to manage yourself. Every entrepreneur, depending on how your personal life is going to determine how your business life is going to be. If you can't manage yourself, how do you intend to manage a business? How do you intend to manage your financial wherewithal? Oh, I'm making investments. I'm buying me some Bitcoin, man. They got the digital currency going on. We don't even understand what none of that stuff is. We act like we know what we're talking about, getting conversation with other people about Bitcoin and digital currency. Don't have a clue. Who is giving it value? You tell me who gives it value, maybe I'll buy some. Maybe I'll get involved. But we know one thing about this economic country: the structure that we live in is failing. It's truly failing. If you start off wrong, you're going to end up wrong. You cannot sustain wrong. Something's happening in our economic system. Something is happening. It's happening to you. It's happening to your children, it's happening to your neighbors, it's happening to everyone, because every decision we make has an economic consequence. We just talked about decision making, I having the right brain senses. If you're going to make a decision about something and you don't understand it has an economic consequence, you're in trouble. You're going to dig a hole. You're going to be borrowing money, using your credit cards. You're going to be doing all those things that are detrimental to your health. It's also detrimental to your wealth. The first four letters of detrimental is debt. Let's talk a little bit about some financial things. I want you to press one on your phone. For those of you who want to know some things, I'm a former bank manager. I have a background in finances and insurance and real estate. And I know a little bit something about what's going on in this country. I do know one thing: some of the biggest crooks on the planet are bankers. I do know one thing about mortgages. I do know one thing: that they committed the biggest crime you ever want to see on the people in 2007, 2008. It was straight up fraud, and nobody even understand what was happening to them. You don't even know you could have sued somebody. What they did to us in 2007, 2008. We don't even realize that these credit cards, the interest rate, has a lot to do with your credit profile. The credit scores they're talking about. So the subject today was supposed to be credit score and credit profile. We want to talk a little bit about that. So if I run a little bell here, you want to know why my credit score is so low,
If I run a little bill, you're trying to figure out how come I can't get that loan, how come I get that credit card. You run a little bill, and you got a car, and the car's 16-17% interest. You didn't know what it was. And you want to know why your car insurance is so high because of your zip code and your credit score. You want to know why you didn't get that job that you applied for because they used their credit score against you. You'll be shocked at that app. The word application tells me everything I know about you. I can make a decision in 5 minutes whether I want to do business with you or not, whether you're a good credit risk. In 5 minutes, and sometimes less than that. Application. You know what's on an application? You tell them everything about you. You fill out an application. You give them your name, date of birth. You told them where you live, how long you lived there, whether you rent or you buy. You told them what kind of job you have, what your position was, how long you've been there. You told them what kind of car you drive. You told them where you got a checking or savings account. You told them how many credit cards you got. I want a credit check on you to find out whether you're a worthy person to do business with. Renting versus buying. Eviction. Getting married. Getting divorced. Bankruptcy. You know, I know I'm saying something that's resonating with some people. You want to know the answer to some of these things? Guess what? You can get the answers right here on IWDM Radio on the Science of Health and Wealth. Right now. Basic things. Basically, I hope I said something that resonates with you. I hope I'm giving you just a little piece of the possibilities. We're not here to talk about problems. We're here to give you answers. There's no such thing as a problem. You have a problem because you don't have the answer. So do you want problems? You really think you know because you got a 750 credit score that everything is good with you? You want to know why your credit score goes up or down? You know what file segregation is? You know what, you know, credit, how people determine credit and how much money they can give you? Has it to do with the zip code? What? It's up to you to find out. You have the opportunity. So I hope I said a little something to give you some ABCs of understanding on how to get started. Those of you who have filed bankruptcy, you can start all over again. You just have to know. For those of you who got too much debt, there are things you can do to get out of debt. For those of you who need to increase your income, we can talk about that too. Do you know anything about home-based businesses? How you can give yourself a raise? It's about being an entrepreneur. The tax laws are designed for those who are entrepreneurs. It's like Google and IBM don't pay taxes. You can put yourself in a situation where you don't have to pay taxes either if you understood what it is to be a business. Tax laws are designed for businesses. Can you get some of the same benefits? Yes, you can. The definition of the word corporation, a person, an entity. These are things that we need to know if we're going to have a financial future in this country, if we're going to leave a legacy for our children. What do you want to know about insurance? Are you too old? What do you want to know about insurance? If you got a medical record? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're sick, you got to get some life insurance. It's like they have a credit bureau for credit. They also got a medical bill for your condition. It's based on that. They're all interconnected, interrelated, integrated, just like your sales. So for those of you who have a question about some of the things that I said, I want you to think about them. We're going to take a really, really, really quick break to get your head right because I know I said a lot of stuff. If you're on this line tonight, I know I said something. It triggered something in you. You don't have to give your name. You can text me a question if you want to. But if you want to know a little bit something about yourself and how you are connected and how your health is connected to your wealth, you have an opportunity tonight. You get some answers. If you don't need them for yourself, you got to be able to teach your children something. I wish my father had told me when I was growing up, buy a house, son. Do your best to buy a house early on. Plan by the, and show me how to do it. Paying the rent, and every month your rent goes, every year your rent goes up. You know, understand the intricate details of what this economy is all about. Capitalism capitalizes on you. We do not live in a democracy, ladies and gentlemen. They call it that. But democracy is this. They said 47 years ago, our forefathers brought forth to this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Yeah, no, that's a lie when it comes to us. We were not created equal. We don't do that. We don't live in a land of people. We live in a land of laws and legislation. Economics is tied right into that. Voting rights is tied right into that. Employment is tied right into your wealth. Keeping you, not giving you the type of money that you need to function with. Minimum wage. Where did that come from? You can change everybody's life. We just raise the income, the raises for income in this country. It's not going to hurt anybody. But they already know that. If I can get you worried and thinking and being in a poverty state of mind, I got you. Because you're dependent on what I do for you. Here's the change down because the fear of not having emergency money set aside. So just in case you're out of work for a while. How many of us have an emergency fund that covers 6 months to 1 year with your monthly payments for 1 year? Have we ever thought about that? Because we live in artificial intelligence today, and some of us who are working are going to lose your job. There is no doubt about that. You're going to lose your job. They have trucks that drive without people. They have people in stores who do inventory. It's a robot going up and down the aisles. Warehousing. They got artificial intelligence in the warehouse. You ever been inside an Amazon warehouse? It's all robots. Life is changing right before our eyes. Your life is at stake. Your economic life is at stake. So press one on your phone if you have a question. We're going to take a little two-minute break here and get your thoughts ready. When I come back, I hope everybody has pressed one on their phone so you can hear and talk about it and get those questions answered. If not for yourself, get it for your children. Get it for your children.
Have you ever felt have you ever tried to fulfill a want or a need? God is with you all the way, strengthening your heart and soul. Brother, from birth to death, sometimes you never get a chance to get your breath. Work hard, brother, to save your very, very soul. Control. It's a struggle, brother. Heart and soul, a struggle, brother.
I'm just talking. I have my cell phone mute, ladies and gentlemen. Forgive me. This is Rashid Salam again on IWDM Radio. We're in the second session, the second hour of our financial wherewithal, understanding some things that may be affecting your life right now currently. We hope that you ask a question about some things instead of me getting up here doing a monologue and sharing with you some basic structured information that
I don't know who I'm talking to. So unless you ask a question, I don't know how to address it. I can talk about credit score, those types of things. So let me take the time out to discuss with you tonight's subject, that is credit score. We do have a hand raised, so I'll be right with you. We started the program off the 1st of January talking about monetizing your attitude and what does that mean. And we got into the mindset that we have to have. And let me just say the mind enhancement that we have to have. Because we don't ever want to have a mindset to come up with the right type of attitude. And that tied right into our health program where if you have a bad attitude, it's probably because of the food that you're eating. You have a bad attitude because you're not getting the nourishment that you need for your brain to function right. So your attitude is going to be a little bit off. So we talked about that and showed the relationship on how your attitude has to do with your consumption of food products and not taking care of yourself. So that worked for us, and so we showed that particular connection. The next week we talked about cash spending, referred to as a budget. And I mentioned to you that I don't use the word budget because the budget is too restrictive. We talk about cash spending. If we have an insatiable desire to spend, that's just human nature. If we have it, we're going to spend it. But we spend it on who and what? So if you spend on you, you may spend on your savings account. You may spend on your emergency fund. You may spend on some other things instead of just spending money because you have this desire to spend. You still satisfy desires as long as you spend it on something. And we talked about the difference of how to plan, and talked about emergency funds. We talked about the application and those types of things. And then we got into a little bit of taxes the week after that and started talking about taxes and you and how you can reduce your taxes, how you can increase your own income by reducing your taxes and participating in the entrepreneurial spirit of this country. It's like I said before, we went off the air a little bit. You can be just like a corporation. Because the definition of the word corporation is a person. So that means you can do a merger with someone else. That's all a merger is. When you take your talents and skill set and give it to somebody else to use, you merge with that company that you work for. And now guess what? Who benefits by it? You are the person that you're working for. So the increase in your education levels, what you need to know about this capitalist society that we live in, this social system that we live in, why can't I sustain myself? Why do I have the skill set to increase my income circle? You have to increase your income circle because taxation and inflation, the silent enemy is referred to it as, will get you. You don't feel taxes. You don't feel inflation. But it happens every day. How do I combat that? You don't want to find yourself in this thing called the 40-40 syndrome, working 40 hours a week for 40 years and retiring with less than you made before. Because you didn't put together your package right, your retirement right. You didn't put together the fact that we work from 25 to 65, which is the earning years, and you work for 40 years and don't have a plan. Never plan to be successful. Never plan to retire. Never plan to have a little bit more than you started with. You know, so those are the mind skill sets that we try to incorporate into the financial aspect of this. And also, it also ties into how you manage your life and how you live your life and what you do with your life. Because everything that you take in is going to come back out. Bad information will come back out. What's in your memory bank? Here we're in memory bank as a bank. You got some deposits there by having knowledge, or you don't have any deposits there and you overdraw. You get grief. Worry, stress, strain, but that bank is empty. But you don't have the knowledge that you need to sustain yourself in this world that we live in called the United States of America. Oh, I hope I took a little something. I hope I said something to kind of trigger something in you. If you're on the line, you guys been pretty steady with me tonight. You know, and I know I talk a little bit fast, but I'm just trying to get it out. So I hope I hit something in your life that you need to know about. I touched your soul just a little bit or your thinking process just a little bit. So press one on your phone if you have a question. I do have one from the internet, but I do have 111. She's been hanging on for a minute, so let me get her on the line. 111, your mic is open.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
Well, I just
wanted to ask a question, a rhetorical question that I'm pondering and looking into And I know some other people may, you know, this may relate to some other people. What is the difference between a trust and a, you know, and a will, or do you need both? And which one is tied up in probate if you don't have the proper one in place? And then the other thing is, you know, what's the difference between an S corporation and an LLC? And I'll hang up and listen. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum.
So now there's really something you talked about, wills and trust, but I have a special guest who's going to come on and really, really get into that messy thing called wills and trust and debt. And he does a wonderful job. I don't want to take too much away from what he's going to be talking about next week, but I do want to just share with you real quickly about wills and trust. None of us should not have some meaningful way of distribution of our wealth. That's called having a will or trust. A will is a document that you put all your assets in, make determination of how you want to be distributed throughout your family members and how you want to do it. And quite frankly, a will can wound up in probate court if your assets are over X amount of money. But you should always have at least a will. Talking about how you want your final remains to go, talking about what you need done, who you want to allocate your assets to, and so forth and so on. They say the best thing is trust, revocable trust. Your trust basically is a living document that provides you with, number one, you don't have to go to probate court. So if you have a lot of assets, you're a homeowner, you have a big insurance policy, you have investments, stock options, and things of that nature, you want to put that in a trust so it's protected. And it could be a living trust. Or you can change it anytime you want to, change beneficiaries anytime you want to, and the beneficiary is that person you want to allocate that distribution. So a will and a trust, yes, they are two different things. Some of them have tax ramifications, but a trust does not. A will does. You can have a will and still wind up in probate court, but a trust, you're not going to go to probate court. So the best thing to do is find you a financial planner or someone who can help you through that. We have quite a few people who offer those services, 30-minute free service. I can get into it if you want to, but I try to stay away from it. Because basically wills and trusts are very, very complicated depending on who you are, depending on do you have assets or not, but you don't want to leave here without having something. Because let me tell you about what we call messy debts. You want some problems in your family, don't have a will and a trust. I don't care how much money you got. They're going to fight over the amour. They're going to fight over the coffee table. You want issues? It's something about when we leave this planet that your family members lose their mind because they don't understand what we're talking about today, understanding financial wherewithal, financial education, and the fact that we have a trauma when it comes to money. And here's one of the same generational and historic traumas that we have with our culture. We have historic trauma in almost everything about us, in our economics, in our education, in our politics, in our social system, in our family life. This trauma thing is so embedded into our thinking process. And Abdul Shaheen was talking about the genes and the RNA and the nervous system. We don't realize we are not balanced in our thinking process. Why are you fighting over something that's not even yours? Why are you going to fight me when I have a trust or a will saying that this is my final wishes? She didn't like you. I was supposed to get the car. Well, no, you weren't, because it's in my trust or it's in my will. And they will, I mean, you talk about havoc. You wound up fighting in probate court, and guess what? The probate court is going to get 25% of it when you hire an attorney. You're going to have to pay an attorney to make this thing come into fruition because you didn't want to abide by the wishes of someone else. You want to fight. So that's the difference, Mina. You definitely want to make sure that you think in terms of none of us are going to get out of here alive. There's no doubt about that. If you do have some assets, you want to make sure, based on your personal circumstances, You want to make sure they're allocated properly. So I would suggest that you have a will, you have assets and like houses and cars and cash things, those types of things, that should be in your trust. Because if you pass away with money in the bank, you may have $10,000 in there, but in most cases, like here in St. Louis, you can't even get the money out unless you hire an attorney. The attorney's going to charge you $1,500 just to get the money that's due you because we didn't get pay on demand. We didn't sign that one document that the bank says, you know, if I pass away on demand, this person gets the money without going through any changes. These are little things that we don't know about the financial industry. Just little things could cost you so much money. So my suggestion to you would be next week when he comes on, inshallah, that you have a chance to ask those particular questions. If you don't, if you really need to do something right now, you call me offline. My number is 314-337-1418. That's 314-337-1418. I can provide you with some basic tools on how to set your your will up. If you want to get into some trust, you want to make sure it's done by an attorney or someone who knows what they're doing because they can become complicated. And also, you can pay too much money. But attorneys are probably someone that can see this out and this type of deceit. I'm not going to say. They're in the business to make money, too. If you don't know, they're going to misuse and abuse you. So you have to know before you go to an attorney and ask them to do a trust for you. But if you go without knowing, you're going to get ripped off, and that's just the way it is. This is America. It's capitalism. Everyone's going to capitalize on you when you don't have knowledge, you don't have information that we talked about early on. That's our defense mechanism, education, information, and the proper knowledge, not disinformation. Knowing where you live and what it consists of and how this thing works economically has a lot to do with your mental health and disposition on how you think because you're thinking about yourself and you think about your family members. So I hope I said a little something that can help. I didn't get into too many details. This is a conversation that requires consultation. Before you go talk to anybody, do your own astute study. Talk to someone who offers you free advice so you can know what to ask for instead of going and say, I want to do a trust. Well, they're not going to ask you what kind. They're going to give you the most expensive one they have. Because they're going to maximize what they want from you. If you don't know, it's more deadly than anything else. So I hope you got a good information. Do you have any other questions pertaining to that? Was that clear?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, then let me answer your other question. I'll put you on the front of your phone. You asked about the question about an S corporation, an LLC. There's an S corporation, there's a C corporation, there's LLCs, and all different types of nonprofit. There's 501c3s and 4s. These things called corporations, you have to understand that there's a explanation for each one. LLC protects you and whoever you're working with. A C corporation, depending on where you live in this country, has a different effect than an S corporation. You're more liable with an S corporation than a C corporation, but at the same time, you want to take away your liability. So your liability is limited liability corporation. It's called an LLC. That's another question that you have to take into consideration depending on what you want to do in your business model. You may want to be a nonprofit organization. You may want to be a regular corporation. You may want to be a sole proprietor. It's all these things that you need to know about before you go paying somebody some money. You tell them what you want instead of letting them give you what you don't need. They're going to maximize what they can get out of you because you don't know. Lack of knowledge is definitely a fact. So that's the definition there. But once again, you can call me up and I can go into detail. Abdul Shahid, do you want to kind of share something on that as well?
Brother Rashid, the advice you gave is excellent because these things can go very, very deep. It depends on the person's assets, depend on what the person is trying to protect, and also depend on what kind of legacy they're trying to preserve and leave behind. So
yes,
to do your own research, to talk to someone who gives free advice so you can be pointing in the right direction, I think that's excellent. Super.
Yes, sir. Okay. All right. So those of you who are on the line, this is IWM Radio, Science of Health and Wealth portion of our program. And we're here trying to share with you information about financial excellence. So what I'm going to talk about right now
the subject matter today was credit profiles and credit scores. So anyone who wants to know about credit scores, you want to know about FICO, you want to know about all those particular things, then, you know, press one on your phone, and we can kind of share some things with you. So I do want to talk about the importance of those of you who are participating in this financial world that we live in, those of you who have credit cards, those of you who are renting or buying or want to purchase a car, and what the interest rates are, what is APR, and all those different types of things. Everything is based right now on Fair Isaac Credit Company. The FICO score came from two guys out of San Jose, California, who came up with these means and ways of making a determination how they're going to do business with people. Credit bureaus are basically just warehousing of people who got together, worked with the banks, to control the environment in the financial industry. They used to be redlining, it used to be zip code, it used to be where they could do to control where you lived in this country. Whether you're African-American, whether you're European, that's all a part of your credit score. You don't know that. They use those tools against you. All they have to do is put your zip code in. They can pretty much tell you where you stay. What does the zip code tell you? Your community, where you live. Whether you live in a ghetto, whether you live in a prominent location, and all those types of things. Those credit scores affect almost everything about your life. You go for a job. These days, they can now pull a credit score and see whether you're worthy of going to work for me, especially if you're working for a financial industry. If you got bad credit, you're not getting that job. Period. They don't trust you because you can't manage your money. So how you going to manage working a company for me and I'm dealing with people's finances? So credit scores are basically a tool that they use to make a determination on whether you're a good credit risk or not. A maximum, 900. A minimum, there is no minimum. The lower you go, the worse you are. So they have a variance there that makes a determination from 400 to 550, that's a credit score, which is poor. From 550 to 675, that's a fair credit score. And you have a good credit score, anything over 650, and you have one over 800, you can get anything you want in this country. And in most cases, they don't even pay attention to how much income you make. They pay attention to your credit score. Perfect example is that. Back in 2005, 6, and 7, when they had this mortgage balance crisis, people were getting the loans that they couldn't afford because they had good credit scores. The only requirement was that you had a good credit score. They didn't even look at your income. You just qualified for a home. Guess what? If you didn't get the right type of loan, you won't have a good credit score because it's going to foreclose on you because you couldn't afford the house in the first place based on your income. So this credit score thing determines how and who and what they do with you. The character, your capabilities, your ability to have collateral, all this stuff is tied into credit scoring. And you fill out that application. They make that determination. Once again, the application tells me everything about you. And I score you based on what you put on that application. Okay? You should be able to pull down every single year, every United States person, every person in the United States of America can get a free credit bureau on all three of their credit agencies. All three of them. It's free. All you have to do is download on your app, free annual creditreport.com. Not free credit report, not FICO score, not Chime, all those other people out there. You want free annual creditreport.com, and you are entitled to one free credit bureau every single year in the United States of America. Do you want to know what's on your credit score? Why? Because some people have stole your name. Some people have stole your Social Security number, know your address, and they will use your information in another part of the country, and you have credit cards that you have never applied for. Because you didn't check your annual credit report to see what was on it. Because mistakes are made every single day. Mistakes are made with people who have the same name. Our Social Security numbers are almost the same.
And you look on your credit score, there's something on it you never even did before. Never participated in that particular transaction. You always want to check your credit profile. That's what it's called. In your credit profile, there's a thing called credit scoring. It's based on how many debts you have. It's based on the credit limits that you have. It's based on your income. Whether you're renting or buying. How long you have credit and whether you pay your bills on time. The most important thing on a credit report is a thing called credit utilization. That's how your credit score is judged, where it goes up or where it goes down. You can pay your bills every month on time. Still, your credit score could be low because you don't know what credit utilization is. That's how credit scores are designed. That's how credit scores come about. It's on your utilization of your credit card and the loans that you have on your credit report. If you never have on your credit balance at the end of a billing period more than 30% balances on your credit card. If it's less than 30%, your credit score goes up. If it's over 30%, your credit score goes down. I don't care if you're paying on time or not. You need to know these particular things about credit profiles and what a credit score is. Anybody have any questions? Please press one on your phone. If I said something that's kind of unfamiliar to you, and most of us don't understand credit reporting, most of us don't understand that you can have 10 credit cards and pay them all on time. Your credit score is lower than somebody else who have two. It takes 15, 20 years to establish your credit. In 2 months, it could be bad. You can get married to someone who has bad credit, and you have good credit, and you just destroyed your credit because you applied for something together. Your credit score can go down just like your insurance can go down. You go marry someone who has DUIs and lots of tickets. You get insurance with that person and put them on your insurance program, on your insurance plan, and your insurance will go up. You can live in a certain neighborhood, in a certain zip code. It affects your credit score. Abdul Shaheed, do you want to say something about that? Credit profiling.
Yes, you're doing good, Brother Rashid. A lot of different things you already mentioned affect our credit score. And you have to know why you need credit in the first place.
Hey, come on with it.
Yes, sir. What are we trying to do? You have to have a plan. That's what you need. You need a financial needs analysis. You need a plan. You know, then that will help dictate what you would need.
Right.
You know, if you can live without credit, that's even better.
Sure.
That means nobody controls you.
That's true. That's
you know,
fact.
You pay as you go. You establish yourself.
Yes.
You build a foundation,
mm-hmm.
a financial foundation. You set aside your emergency fund. You got 3 months set away. Now you work on getting 6 months set aside.
Mm-hmm.
Then a year set aside. And when you go and use credit, you're using somebody else's money, and there's a price to pay.
There's a price to pay.
You know, but if you have asset, you have money, people will give you money. It won't matter about your credit score.
Yeah. That's true.
Isn't that amazing? If you got money, you can get money.
And you know,
so
you need
asset
money.
Accumulation is what we want to focus on. I mean, it's good to know
right.
these things, but credit is slavery all over again. It's another form of slavery.
Yes, it is.
And we have to realize that that's what it is.
I
we live in a time now that we need to be in control of our affairs.
Yes,
the more we're in control, the more we have of our own, and the more we work together, circulate our dollars, establish our own self, our own community life, and build wealth step by step by step. There's no fast way to do anything. We have
True.
To build the foundation, and the foundation is worth building so our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren will have a foundation. This is what we have to do. It's nothing that we haven't done already. Brother and sister, right. We've done this already. Our people have done this already. Coming out of slavery, they did all of these things.
Yes, sir.
But we were tricked. We didn't ask for integration. We asked to have the same value of our tax dollars returned back to us. So our school would be the best of schools. And so all of our children would get an education equal to anyone else. But they abused us. They gave us the worst situation, especially in the South.
Oh, my goodness.
When the Caucasian school were finished with the textbook, Brother Rashid, then they passed them on to us. They got new ones.
Yes, sir.
Before integration, they had their own bus line. We had to walk to school in the cold, in the heat.
Yep.
They had air conditioning. We didn't. I remember all these days. I remember the separation.
Sure.
Separate but unequal. But the law says separate and equal. All these things had an impact on us, Brother Rashid. They affected me highly, dearly. That's why I'm this person I am today.
Yeah. You know, don't forget, we were three-fifths humans. Don't forget, we weren't human beings, so we didn't count. You know?
Exactly.
And just like the census, when they take the census, to this day, ladies and gentlemen, you're counted as three-fifths of a person, so it takes two of us to get one. So when it comes down to the money allocation, when it comes down to the money allocation that goes into your community, you're shortchanged and don't even know why. Because we have
all
to take
the time
out to where we live.
Yeah.
It's like in healthcare, you know, you got to know where you live. You got to know about the
exactly.
You got to know about all those. And so what we say, every decision you make has a financial consequence.
Everyone.
And so we have to really grasp the magnitude of this environment that we live in. And this is nothing easy, but it's not hard either. We're so busy.
No, it's not. It's natural. It's natural for us to do this. And
yeah,
we can't do it with our health falling apart, Brother Rashid. We can't make excellent decisions when our health is falling apart. That's why your health is your wealth. That's where it starts.
Come on. Yes,
and we have to nourish our brain. See, our mind and our brain works together, Brother Rashid. Our brain is the command center. It's the command center. It's delegate everything. But the mind is the decision maker. It makes all of our decisions. If our mind is occupied by foolishness, that's what we're going to get. If we have the mind of another person... If we have the mind of another person, of our oppressor, well, you know what's going to happen. When the oppressor is sick, we're going to say, we sick, boss. No, boss,
yes,
we not sick, you sick.
No doubt. You know, it's no doubt, you know, and by not knowing these basic fundamental things, you can't even concern yourself with finances when you concern yourself just trying to make it every day. You're just trying to keep food on the table, a place to live, and some clothes on our back. We don't even think about futuristic thought processes on planning, on preparing, stabilizing, and then transitioning into something else. We don't even get to that asset accumulation that you just mentioned. It is so important to understand what accumulation is and then have proper insurance. We don't have to worry about no credit score. We have a legacy for our children. Our children will have money. They won't have to go out there and get all these credit cards.
Exactly.
You know, we should have a little sticker that we should put on the back of the credit card. Credit is detrimental to your health and your wealth.
Exactly.
We need to know that.
And our children should have something to start a business with, even a home-based business. You need some money.
Yes. But the most important thing, we have to educate our people about this. So if we're not educated, and this is what we're trying to do here today, if you're not educated, what do you intend to give your child? And why do you think your child don't pay no attention to you? Because you don't even know how to educate them and inform them and provide them with a futuristic outlook on life. What is the path I need to go down, Mommy and Daddy? Let's get you a good job. Go to school, get a job. Just over broke, that's all a job is.
That's what it is.
No futuristic.
And you go to school, Brother Rashid, to be trained how to have a job. That's not good enough.
Come on. Now and here we have Black History Month.
Now we have a machine that can do that same
indeed.
Manual job. So your creativity
indeed.
And your thinking is the revenue now. You got to be a thinker.
Kid.
You got to be a creator.
Oh,
you have to have imagination. All these things come from neurons, Brother Rashid. They come from the neurons. They come from neurotransmitter. The Almighty has given us everything we need. They're inside of us. If we follow the instruction of ourselves and understand ourselves are great visionary, Brother Rashid. Ourselves, they're visionary. They correct their own mistakes before anyone point out their mistakes. We should be like that.
Right.
And I say I do not procrastinate.
Well, you know, we say this again. Education is sacred. Education is sacred, ladies and gentlemen. It's sacred. Truly is sacred. You know, so
I will go to get an education, Brother Rashid. When we go to get an education is the transfer of information. You can get an education and still come out dumb.
Oh, so we got plenty of that.
It don't mean you got knowledge when you go and get an education. It don't mean you have the knowledge to do anything. Knowledge
right.
is divine. It comes from the Creator, and it's already inside of our genes.
You know, and I just had this
information. You have to utilize the information, and you have to have a purpose for the information. What are you going to do with the education when you get it? Go get a job? Work for someone? Just over
knowledge is power. Knowledge is power when you know how to apply.
Then you write your own ticket. When you have knowledge, you write your own ticket. They cheated us, Brother Rashid. They cheated us.
Yes.
But that was the whole purpose.
That's why we're here.
Absolutely,
we're here
to correct those mistakes.
I'm
sorry for interrupting. I'm sorry, Brother Rashid.
I know. You're not interrupting. That's why I asked you to be on, because I can't do this by myself and don't even want to try. You know, I can answer the questions that people have. Sometimes, you know, people need to hear verification of someone else that, you know, who you think you are, right? Well, I don't think I'm nobody, but I know one thing when it comes to finding.
You share an excellent knowledge.
I went to the School of Hard Knocks. I work for Corporate America. And I'm telling you something, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think these people are using you and abusing you in every shape, form, or fashion, something's wrong with your thinking problem. And it's all right to say that. It's okay. We don't know these things. And that's why we're here, to share with you those things. That's why we're here when we talk about what's going on tomorrow and Thursday and Friday. These are programs that basically are essential to our health and our wealth.
Absolutely.
Take care of your children. I mean, can you look at our children? Look at our mothers and fathers in this country. So, you know, I got four baby daddies. You know, I got five babies. I'm not taking care of any of them. Look at the condition, the chaotic condition we find ourselves in. So when we start talking about programs that benefit you, we start talking about parenting, your workshop. We start talking about courtship and marriage. We start talking about words make people and programs that provide you with education. We should have our whole family at the table. Like we used to have Ed Sullivan on the show. It was a really big show. Well, we got a really big show.
Absolutely.
We worry about some television, some European trying to tell us about entertainment. You know? And we always ask ourselves, would you let a stranger come in your house and teach your children? Oh, not me. You do every time you cut the TV on. That's a stranger. You don't know them people.
Absolutely.
You don't know those people. They're training your children to think a certain way. They're influencing your children to think a certain way. And you give these 6 and 7 year old kids Apple phones. Do you know what that thing is? It's an inanimate object that will make them hate you. They'll curse you out behind that telephone because they're influenced on that phone. They're influenced by the television set. I'll call the police on you. Call them. Go ahead. These children, the financial education. If you don't feed these children with scientific
concept, if we don't take this science of health in you and really pay attention to what we're talking about, we're in bad shape. And I'm not mad at nobody who don't know. I get mad at you if you listen to this show and don't come back. You weren't missing it. I'm not missing anything. Your family is in a war. You and we're giving you weapons. You don't want?
It's amazing.
You don't want the weapons? Forgive us if we sound kind of harsh. This is serious. We're in a war. And I don't have
That's
time
right.
for no chicken. I don't have time for somebody who ain't got my back. You don't have time for somebody who don't have your back. You don't have time to be arguing and fussing to fight with your husband or your wife. You don't have time to be fussing and arguing with your children because they don't understand because you don't know. This is our job. The greatest battle that we ever have is a battle with our own self.
Absolutely.
Our own self. Let me take the F off. The battle with our own self.
Taking care of them, they'll take care of us.
Yes, sir.
And we'll be enlightened by doing that.
Mm-hmm. So if those of you who don't have a question, and I would ask you to take time out and press your telephone if there's something you want to say. And I know we said something, Abdul, that resonates with other people on the line. I know we are. You know, we don't have a time to be afraid and be in dig a hole for somebody shooting at you. You got to fight back. The only way to fight back is equip yourself with the tools and you need, the resources that you need, all the weapons that you can put your hands on today. Our lives are at stake. Your neighbor's life is at stake. Your cousin, your uncle, your aunts, your brothers, your sisters, your children, life is at stake. Ain't nothing worse than mental death, man. I mean, to walk the street and be dead, a walking dead. That's a horrifying thought. Go to bed, go to work, go to the bathroom, eat, have sex, and that's it? That's what it's all about? So those of you who have a question, we have a few minutes left, and we're not going to keep you on the phone if you're not going to ask a question. But I don't want to sit here and do a monologue and just talk about what I know. It's not helping me. We're trying to help you. There's something you would like to know, a question you'd like to have when it comes to your health, when it comes to your work, because they're both interactive. They both intermingle. They work together. We can't get away from them. We cannot get away from health and wealth. They fit like a glove.
Absolutely.
So, Abdul-Shahid, if you want to give some closing remarks, you know, about how what happens with you during the rest of this week and programs that you have, websites, and books that you want to share, please feel free to take this particular time since we don't have any hand raised. I have no questions from the Internet. But I just want to thank you personally again, you know, on Tuesday to freely give your time and help and support us in our efforts to educate and bring about the scientific research that's essential for our betterment to make sure that we are better than we were before we got on the line. I know I am. Thanks to the information that you provide for us. And it's all interconnected. It gives me a better understanding of wealth when I understand my health. So we have any closing remarks here? We'll let you get some. I know you have things to do as well, and I thank you for the opportunity to host another show with you.
Brother Rashid, I thank you for allowing this format and be the engineers and the host of the program here on the science of health and wealth. It's the same word, health and wealth. You know, understanding why we're sick, Brother Rashid, and what happened to us so we can move forward to make progress for ourselves is very, very important. A person is not sick because of some drug he's not taking. That's not why the person is sick, because of some drug he's missing. A person is not sick because of some dietary supplement he's not taking or specific herbs that's not in his system. A person is not sick because he didn't go to the chiropractor or because we didn't use the acupuncture, even though some people might need these adjustments and these interventions. A person is sick, Brother Rashid, because they harm their DNA. If the DNA is fragmented, the genes will never release the blueprint. Therefore, the cell will not have the set of instructions to produce all those brain essentials, body essentials, and cell essentials that we talked about earlier. They won't have them. And since they won't have them, Brother Rashid, there can be no emptiness. The Almighty created something for all of the space. If those essentials are not in place, our own body will produce stuff that will kill us. Neurofiber level plaque. Plaque will be everywhere. Garbage will be in the cells. Whatever is not there, negative energy will take their place. And that will trickle down to the matrix of our cells and organ and tissue. This is what happened because we violated the rules. We violated the law of intuition. We violated the pH rule and the iron rule, the natural law. Nobody taught us these things. The law of motion or the rules of health. So as a result, something interfered with the smooth function of our cells. What interfered with the smooth function of the cell, Brother Rashid? What the people ate, what they inhaled, and what they took as a pill, and what they applied on their skin. And that list just goes on and on and on. What is a sickness? Sickness is the penalty of breaching the rule, of breaking the law that govern our existence on this planet. If we don't come to learn that, nothing else will matter. We won't be around. The law that applies to the universe do also apply to us. Every planet rotates on its own axis, Brother Rashid, and it does not stray into the path of another planet. This has not changed in millions of years, and it will never change. Why don't we acquire the self-discipline that allows us to follow the rule and the law of health? That's financial health and mental health, emotional health, physical health. Pick any of those levels. All are under the law. Brother Rashid, I end with this. There's so many things that we can share that I've been blessed to learn from studying centometry, the most natural and scientific means to address the needs of human cell. It is a support system for our cells and our DNA and our blood. If our blood moves with speed, with more oxygen, carry more resources, our cell will reverse every condition, every disease. It doesn't make any difference. Whether it's blindness, paralysis, doesn't make any difference. Not being able to smell, not being able to feel other sensation, not be able to taste, all those sensory nerve can be put back like they're supposed to. All the motor nerves can be repaired, Brother Rashid. Our cell can do it. They did it in the beginning. They can do it when they're broken. So please go to the website of the American School of Centometry, not for profit. That website is amsos.org. If you have a need to talk to us personally, a certified centometry health coach, and Brother Rashid, we're getting more and more knowledgeable. We're gaining more and more confidence. And we're speaking to groups of people now, family. I was blessed to speak with a whole entire family. Some member of the family got about 17, 20 people together. We did a conference call. I spoke to all of them. Half of them decided to move forward with centometry to deal with their condition. Brother Rashid, I have no doubt that this is going to happen and it's going to take place from here and all over the world. People are fed up with being fooled and disillusioned with these healthcare practitioners lying, not telling the whole truth, that they have come, Brother Rashid. Many of our prayers that our people before us, their prayers have been answered. We have the ability to remove the hereditary burden, all of them, from slavery, so we can move forward and make progress and establish ourselves as a people, making all kind of contributions scientifically. It's going to happen. So if you have a need for a health coach, a certified centometry health coach, that word certified centometry health coach is very important. It means someone who has studied, not just went to the internet and found a few things and researched a few things, someone who have diligently studied for years. I first started studying and researching centometry in 2014.
2013, the first day of Ramadan. I will never forget it. I've been studying ever since, Brother Rashid. And now that studying is paying off. It's paying off. And it, I'm nobody special. Anybody can do this. Just put the time in, and you'll see the results. If you don't have money, become a health coach. I'm telling you, people are sick all over the world. And people all over the world is calling. They call Dr. Norton all the time, around the clock. And he's training people like myself to help these people, to put them back on track, to tell the truth. We have to be in charge of our own life, Brother Rashid. It's a gift, a precious gift to us from the Almighty Source Creator. He gifted us with the life, and he gifted us with intelligent cells, super intelligent, atomic intelligent. And they have the ability to reverse every anomaly, to put things back to normalcy, because that's how this life is. And man violate the rules, and this is why we have anomaly, diseases. We violate the fitra. We don't have to say anything else after that. So if you have a need, please give us a call at 678-572-7269. You may also send us an email at ashaheed2@gmail.com. And we spell Shaheed, S-H-A-H-E-E-D. Brother Rashid, we speak several times during the week. On Saturday and Sunday morning, we have this program called Morning Talim. More and more people are coming there, Brother Rashid. People are listening, and they're passing the word. We teach about health, optimal health, on the first hour. The second hour, we speak from the Quran, insight into the Quran, insight into what is an ideal Muslim. And we know that the universe is a Muslim. How do we get back on track? How can we not keep deviating from the truth, from the fitra? So this is how this is the format of the program. And it's a talim where we all share information. We all share knowledge. And we go through that circle and have people to share. That's every Saturday and Sunday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And the number to call into the program is 267-876-3648. And the passcode is 289-2322-pound. If you have the Free Compass Call app, then you can see us. And oftentimes we use PowerPoint presentation to make things clearer. And we record each episode. If you want to hear the recording of any episode, you go to 605-475-4949, the same passcode, which is 289-2322-POUND. Brother and sister, every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time, we have the program called Optimal Health. The listener also growing. More and more people are listening, Brother Rashid, and I know it's going to continue. God willing, it's going to continue. This is the work. This is a community work, Brother Rashid. They can't pay me enough money. It's community work that we do.
Mm-hmm.
Community work. And that's what we're supposed to be engaged in. We're Muslim. That's what we're supposed to be engaged in, community work. So in order to join us and participate on Optimal Health on AM360, please dial in to 515-605-9891 or 425-292-4253. That's Optimal Health every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we already shared the information about the signs of health and wealth every Tuesday from 7 p.m. Eastern Time to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Brother Rashid, we certainly appreciate the opportunity to work together, and we look forward to the future to continue this effort. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
And we thank our listening audience for listening to us this evening. We give everyone the greeting of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, my good brother. We sure appreciate you. You know, it was so enlightening today. You know, just so enlightening. And, you know, we ask that you come back next week with questions that maybe inspired you after listening to the show. Like he said, bring your family to the table. You know, health is all we have.
all we have. You know, to walk around with 30, 40, 50 pounds on your body that shouldn't be there, to be experiencing medications that have, we're gonna get into what's in the pills that we take at some point in time.
Absolutely. Yes. You'd be surprised, Brother Rashid.
Yes. And the minerals. And we want to talk about some of the scientific eating concept with the difference between salt and sugar and the worms that's in our bodies.
Wow.
So whatever's in the earth is in you.
Absolutely.
And we have the
microcosm of the earth, of
yeah.
the universe.
Yeah. I'm going to bore you too much more with information. Have we said enough tonight that could, you know,
yeah.
really would make you go back. Going to sleep tonight, it's not going to happen for me. It's just not. I got to process this, brother. I have to process this information. I thank you so much for it. And I live on the web.
Alhamdulillah, brother. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah, don't talk to me. Look at the website, then come back and have a conversation. Because you can't try to have a conversation with me unless you know what I'm talking about. You know, so it's like that. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you again. Once again, this is IWDM Radio, the Science of Health and Wealth Learning Lab. And I am Rashid Salam, and your host and engineer. So we do want to share with you other programming that comes on IWDM Radio. We do have other programs. So we'll have Mark Shaheed come on and talk about what's happening on Thursday and the rest of the week. And let you get some rest tonight, because I know my brain needs some rest. I need to meditate. I need to concentrate so I can regulate my thinking process. Hey, Mark Shaheed, why don't you share with us?
Yes, assalamu alaikum. Rashid Salam, and to you, Instructor Abdul Shaheed, a great production tonight. So much information, so much education. We just hope that the application follows it
yes.
for the realization of it. So the beat goes on here, IWDM Radio. So Thursday night, the Sister Learning Lab, to the Parenting Family Reconstruction Learning Lab, is the Courtship and Marriage Learning Lab with yours truly, Mark Shaheed, and my co-host, Khalilah Akbar, will be joining me. And we'll have as our special guest, our brother Bilal Strauss of the ATL, Atlanta, Georgia, and his wife, our honored couple, and they will be giving their marriage narrative, and we're still on the True Love Recipe. It will be W4, and you need to tune in for that. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, it's 6 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. Friday is Salatu Juma Day. Muslim worldwide, and those who are immobilized can't get out and about, you can come back to IWDM Radio. It begins at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 1 p.m. Central and 11 a.m. Pacific Coast Time, Salatu Juma Day, right here on IWDM Radio. Saturday, the latest production is the Muslim Book Reading Club. That's right, the Muslim Book Reading Club, hosted by Imam Mikhail Sahir, and the outstanding publication that we have is on the Honorable First Lady and Mother of our community, Sister Clara Evans Muhammad, the Mother of our Nation. An outstanding publication. Once you pick it up, it's going to be hard to put down. It happens each and every Saturday starting at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's high noon Central Standard Time and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. The longest-running production is Words Make People. Sounds familiar. It was the theme of last year's Time to Be Grateful, held in the Meadowlands there in Newark, New Jersey. But it can be heard each and every Sunday here on IWDM Radio with Imam Mikhail Sahir. Words Make People. It starts at 1 p.m. Eastern. It's high noon Central and 10 a.m. Pacific Coast Time here on IWDM Radio. At the beginning of the week, it is my good brother and friend, Imam Nazim Pasha. He hosts an outstanding production called ABC. That stands for Al-Islam-Based Conversation, where a variety of topics are talked about and discussed here on ABC, Al-Islam-Based Conversation. And it happens each and every Monday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's 5 p.m. Central Standard Time and 3 p.m. Pacific Coast Time right here on IWDM Radio. and you just heard it live tonight as Rashid Salam and also Instructor Abdul Shaheed looking to do more in 2024 as now this new production, The Science Not Only of Your Health but Your Wealth Learning Lab, where a lot of great information is disseminated and education on the science of your health and wealth, and they show that correlation that your health is your wealth, and to be wealthy is to be healthy. So this happens each and every Tuesday with our very distinguished, esteemed host, Rashid Salam and Instructor Abdul Shaheed. It starts at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Coast Time, right here on IWDM Radio. We ask that you bring a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, maybe a community member to all of these productions here on IWDM Radio, as they provide a lot of great information and education that's for all members of our family and community. Last but not least, IWDM Radio, we do support the Muslim Journal as it has been the lifeblood of our community for many, many years. And we ask that you keep up your subscription. If you have a one-year subscription, let's do more in 2024 by doubling it to a two-year subscription. And those of you who have the wherewithal to be able to make a gift for a family member, a friend, a colleague, a neighbor, a community member, a pioneer, or maybe a local library where many can read the Muslim Journal, please do. And as the national spokesperson for lifetime subscribers, as I became a lifetime subscriber this most past year, we ask, and those of you who have the ability to be able to do that, let's do that. Let's give the Muslim Journal in its new home there in Newark, New Jersey, a good start in its new home by becoming a lifetime subscriber of the Muslim Journal. Those who like to do that, you can call me direct at area code 314-435-7213. That's 314-435-7213. So with that being said, as always, this salam is for you and yours. May God's peace be with you now and always. Assalamu alaikum. Back to you, Rashid Salam.
All right, Marshall, thank you so much. And all I need to say is keep breaking the milk food. So with that, we'll close out our show. And thank you again for the time and your attention. We know it's important to you. And you're important to us, because without you, we wouldn't have a program. With that, give you the greens of peace. I'm Wendy Ford.
I'm gonna be